So before you think today's episode may not be for you, if a workout isn't on your radar as something you would like to have, know that a workout is something as simple as going for a short walk. And it really could be anything you're trying to find time for. It doesn't matter. If you struggle to find the time you'd like for anything, this episode is one you'll want to listen to. How do you find the time for a workout every day is a question I get asked all the time, especially when people hear that I've got 9 kids who I also homeschool. But there are 3 important skills you'll want to make sure you learn about, and we'll unpack this on episode 18 of the Intentional Mom Podcast coming up right now. Well, hey there, I am Jennifer Roskamp, a certified life coach and homeschool mom of 9 who is passionate about helping women just like you embrace the here and now while also being focused on creating the life you actually want. In reality, it's not about thinking life will get so much better or so much easier when you fill in the blank. Let's work on creating a life you love now. So let's dive in and get started on redefining supermom to be someone who is present, intentional, and content rather than perfect in our homes, in our lives, and in our own skin. Let's get started. This is the Intentional Mom Podcast. So how do I have the time for a workout? The short answer that we'll talk about involves 3 basic skills, and we're going to go through them one at a time. I'll also have a few suggestions for you on how you can make it more likely that you'll follow through with your plan, whatever that plan is, because follow through comes into play here as well. So first, there's an important understanding that you must have here when dealing with the how do I have time for question. The answer is, I don't have the time, I make the time. And this brings us to the first skill that you need to learn about to answer this question and make this happen, which is time management. The number one issue people in my audiences have had as long as I have been in the online space, which is almost 10 years now, it's time management. And so for this reason, I talk about time management a lot, and there's a lot to say here. But for our purposes here, there is a pretty black and white issue at play. You're either the one managing or overseeing your time, or no one is. And this really is the number one concept. If you're not managing your time, your sneaky brain is managing your time or choosing how you're spending your time. So your sneaky brain, let's talk about that for a minute. Your sneaky brain is always going on in the background. And whether or not you realize it, if you're not managing your sneaky brain is managing you, including your time. So your sneaky brain, its mission is pretty much to keep you safe, happy, and comfortable. And this is how it guides you in everything it tells you to do or not do. Another thing you need to know about your sneaky brain and how this applies to time management is this. If you're not pretty actively tracking your time, you don't have an accurate idea of how your time is being spent. I promise if you have not really tracked your time closely and you do that, it will shock you. You will spend more time doing many things than what you think you do. You will realize you're spending time on things you didn't realize you were spending time on. There is just going to be shockers all over the place. But if you're not tracking it, you really have no idea. Just accept that and know that it would be a really smart thing to do. Also, what you need to know when time management comes into play is if you're not protecting your time, if you're not protecting the ways you want to spend your time, if you are not protecting the things you want to do with a time boundary, your sneaky brain is winning in the end. Because in one way, shape, or form, you actively decide what you will allow and what you won't. And if you're not actively deciding this, your brain does. Your sneaky brain. So disruptions, interruptions, how you manage new information, you're either actively managing these things, which likely happen all the time, every day. Again, if you're not tracking your time, this might be a new concept to you, that you have countless interruptions and distractions. And I'm not necessarily talking about big ones here. I'm not necessarily talking about your boss shows up in your office and says, hey, I need you to take on this new project. Or your kid says something like, hey, I need your help with homework for the next 2 hours. Sometimes you interrupt yourself. Sometimes you are your own distraction. That's a whole nother concept. But the idea is, if you are not actively managing these things, you're passively having these things managed for you. And they are stealing your time away from you. They are taking so much of your time. So when it comes to having the time and making the time for what you want, it's an active thing. You cannot passively be expecting time to magically show up for you to be able to do the things you want to do, whether it's a workout or anything else. Time management is a 100% active thing. And if you're not doing that, if you're not instigating how your time is being managed, if you're not actively managing it like a boss manages how your time is spent at work, your sneaky brain is, and your sneaky brain isn't having you do any of the hard things. We'll get to that in a minute. But if you want to make the time for something, you are going to have to manage your time. And that's important to know. The second skill we need to talk about when it comes to making the time for something you want, like a workout, the second skill you need is prioritizing. And this is something that I talk about at great length. I have an entire 2-hour workshop alone in prioritizing. But here are three things that you need to know about prioritizing. Number one, there are always more options in how to spend your time than hours you have in the day. You will always have more opportunities than you have time for. And so for this reason, things are being prioritized in your life all day long. Again, whether you realize it or not, you're either doing it or your sneaky brain is doing it. But things are being prioritized every single day, all day long. The second thing you need to know about prioritizing is that prioritizing can be boiled down to a math formula. This is how I teach it in Accomplished Lifestyle, my coaching community. The big picture of how to prioritize is that you've got to be clear on what the benefits are of every task, every option you have, and how to spend your time. And in reality, the benefits, what this actually means is we all want to know, what's in it for me? And your brain is calculating this all the time. Although not always, and many times not accurately. So remember how I said your brain's job, right? Your brain's job is to keep you safe, happy, and comfortable. So if you're not actively prioritizing your time, what you're doing and what you're not, your brain is going to lead you to take the actions that will keep you safe, happy, and comfortable, which probably isn't going to include the strategically smart choices most of the time. And so if you're not actively managing your time through prioritizing, you're likely not taking many, if any, of the strategic moves that will take you where you actually want to go and that will give you the time you want or need to do some of these things that you feel like you don't ever have the time for. You're only doing the safe, happy, and comfortable options most of the time, if your brain is the one, your sneaky brain is the one that is in control. The third thing you need to know about prioritizing is it really isn't complicated. I realize that I have probably said some things here that sound like, man, that sounds really hard. A math formula? I'm not good at math. Trust me, math is not my forte either. In fact, just the other day on Instagram, I put out a reel where I talked about the fact that I think fifth grade math, again, I homeschool my kids, so I am teaching two fifth graders math right now. All the time. I think fifth grade math just might kill me right now. That's where I'm at. So you don't have to be good at math to prioritize. And it's not complicated. You just have to have a simple formula and really a simple math formula in which to do it. But it doesn't have to be complicated. And so if time management was skill number one and prioritizing is skill number two, skill number three that you must have when it comes to making time for a workout or anything else that matters to you, it's the shape your, quote, doing hard things muscle, unquote, is in. So the fact is that your ability to make time for more of the things you want time for lies in your ability to get through the hard things, the things you have to do because they have to get done. You know, all those things you don't really like to do, all those things you have to do, but you don't enjoy doing, the mundane things, the things that you have to do that feel frustrating because as soon as you do them, they get undone. Your time every day includes a good amount of these things, but your doing hard things muscle determines how effectively you do those things and how efficiently you do those things. And if that muscle is out of shape, well, you've got a problem. In reality, if your doing hard things muscle is out of shape, you allow yourself to take way longer than you need to get these things done. Here are just a few of the ways you do this. You take breaks. You allow your mind to wander, or you don't reel it back in. And again, some of these things are taking place without you even realizing it. Me mentioning these things might be the first time you've really given these thought, but I encourage you to really give these things thought. Because if you struggle to find the time for the things you want, no matter what they are, you need to be aware of these things. You need to know that you allow yourself to take a lot of breaks. Again, assuming that your sneaky brain is the one driving the ship. And again, if you're not actively driving the ship, if you're not actively driving the car, this is how I talk about it so much. And actually, I'll touch on that again here in a minute. But if you're not the one actively driving the car, your brain is. Someone is driving. Someone is navigating the things you do and don't do every day. So you're taking breaks. You're allowing your mind to wander. And you just drag yourself through whatever it is that you're doing that you really don't like because, again, it's not something that you're good at doing. Or it takes you out of your comfort zone. Or it's one of those things that just overwhelms you. These are important things to recognize. This week, I said this to those people who are in level 4 of my coaching community. It's called Accomplished Lifestyle. This was a pretty big mic drop moment that I didn't even realize was there. But what I said was, motivation isn't something you find. It's a choice you make. I'm going to repeat that again in just a minute, but motivation comes into play here, of course, because when it comes to how you spend your time, you're either motivated to spend it efficiently, wisely, and in a way that includes those things you don't necessarily like to do, want to do, but you know you need to, you know you have to. Motivation does come into play. Okay, so let me repeat that. Motivation isn't something you find. It's a choice you make. And it was one of those mic drop moments because I didn't even realize it was there until I said it. Like, it was in my outline for the lesson I was teaching, but I didn't realize the power in those words until I just said them. Motivation isn't something you find, it's a choice you make. And that really can feel like a sucker punch, but it's so good. I get asked this from coaching clients all the time. They say things to me like, I'm hoping you can help motivate me. I'm hoping you can help me find my motivation. In reality, I can't help you or anyone else uncover why you're not taking, I can't give you the answers, right? My job is to help you uncover why you're not taking the actions you really want to take. Or in this case, prioritizing the things you can't seem to find the time for, like working out. I can ask you these questions because this is what any good life coach does. We ask you really good questions that help you really uncover why, in this case, you're not motivated to do something. But here are two important things that this truth means. Again, the truth that motivation isn't something you find, it's a choice you make. These are two important things that you must realize. Number one, you're choosing whether to be motivated or not. You have to own that. And that's really the thing. That's the thing that happens with intentional living, which is what I'm all about as a life coach. You are choosing whether or not to be motivated, and you have to own that. You have to own the hard things. You have to own, again, with any good life coach, you have to realize, and one of the most, if not the most important thing that you must start with is taking ownership of your part in the results you're currently getting. And if the results you're currently getting, if your circumstances, if your reality right now doesn't include the time you want or the time you need for the things you want, you're choosing that. You have to own that, and that's okay. Ownership is the first step in changing it. You have to realize it and you have to allow yourself to accept it and take ownership of it before you can change it. And changing it is how we get on that path to the life we actually want to have. But that's the first truth you need to understand. You're choosing whether or not to be motivated. But here's number two, is really the very best truth. Because if you accept this truth and if you have to take ownership of your results, know that you can choose differently. You won't have to wait to feel more motivated. Again, you don't have to wait to feel more motivated, because 99% of the time you certainly won't. But it's likely what you're waiting for. So often we're waiting just to feel like motivation is there. And most likely it's not going to be there. But it's this catch 22, and it's because you're human. There's nothing wrong with you. This is what we do as humans. And this is how humans handle the motivation needed to do the things that your brain doesn't want you to do. Your brain doesn't want you to be unsafe. Your brain doesn't want you to be unhappy. Your brain, that sneaky brain, doesn't want you to be uncomfortable. And what's behind door number two probably has more of those attributes. It has what's behind door number two, these other ways in which you're spending your time, has more of the safe, happy, and comfortable attributes. So that's what your brain convinces you to do. And before you know it, you get to the end of the day and you realize, I don't even know how I spent my time. And what I know is I didn't have time for these things that I really want to do or these things that really matter to me. This is all because your doing hard things muscle is out of shape. This is how you end up here. So it's interesting because we started talking about working out and we're ending things talking about being out of shape. So we've really gone full circle here. The good news is, though, you can easily build up strength in that doing hard things muscle. You can even do really hardcore things to build up the muscle like I have. As I'm recording this episode, in the past week, I just completed the 75 hard challenge for the third time. That's a pretty hardcore way to build up that hard muscle thing. But it's so valuable. So valuable that I have willingly signed up for 75 days of muscle building for that how to do hard things muscle. I've signed up for that willingly for 75 days in a row, three different times. That's the value that working that ability, that really practicing your ability to do hard things, that's the value that can come in that. So you need that muscle to do all kinds of things. It's a worthwhile muscle to build. And we'll actually talk about it over on my YouTube channel in a couple of weeks. So make sure you're following me and subscribe there. You can find me, I'm the Intentional Mom, over on YouTube as well. So again, just to review, you're not going to have the time for the things you want. You're going to have to make the time. And you're going to have to do that by knowing and practicing these three basic skills. Number one is time management, active time management. Number two is prioritizing, active prioritizing. And then having a how to do hard things muscle that is in good shape. Those are the skills that you need in place in order to have the time, make the time for the things you actually want to do. That's what I had for you today. Make it a great one. Wow, that was so much great stuff. There was so many good things in that episode. Make sure you download that one so that you don't lose this, because you'll go back to this time and time again. Share it with someone who needs to hear this. If you've got a friend who struggles to find the time for the things she wants to do, share it with her. And make sure that you're subscribed to The Intentional Mom over on YouTube so that you can work with me on building that how to do hard things muscle. So in the next episode, it's one of our guest episodes, and you are going to laugh while you learn. We're going to be talking with Jamie Nato. And if you're not following her on Instagram, oh my goodness, you need to be. She makes these Target runs where she's like, what is happening with these clothes? And she actually tries them on and she points out all of the quote unquote positive attributes. Nothing against Target, but you know, there is something going on with women's fashion these days. And Jamie is there to help us try to figure that out. But in reality, we're going to be talking in this episode about something that is such an important thing. She's a woman who has more recently been diagnosed with ADD, ADHD. And so we're going to be talking about how to manage yourself if you're someone who has ADD, ADHD, or if you live with people who do, or you suspect that you do, or you suspect that someone you live with does. It's going to be a great episode that, again, is going to have you laughing, but also learning such valuable skills, whether ADD or ADHD is actually on your radar or not. So until next time, why not get out of the backseat where life happens to you and into the driver's seat where you've got more control over where you're actually going and what you're doing each day? This is one of the core messages you'll hear from me, no matter where you're listening to me, including right here on the Intentional Mom Podcast. So I will see you in episode 20. Come prepared to laugh. Come prepared to learn. It is going to be a good way to spend your time. We'll see you then.